Well, good Wednesday morning. It's the 5th of December. And I want to ask you a question. Does God really want to heal you? For all of us who struggle with sexual brokenness, which may or may not have developed into an addiction, there's a longing for God to heal us from our brokenness. We want the silver bullet that will end this battle we hate and have fallen into times without measure. Since this behavior is so highly addictive and porn so readily available at all times and for free, what would God's healing look like? I'm a strong believer in the reality that God really does want to heal you. I've experienced His healing in my life, and it is continuing even today. One of the main problems is that we're looking more at our circumstances than we should. We see years of failure and conclude that in spite of our best efforts, we've not been able to quit porn and seem to only be being drawn into it deeper and darker into sexual sin. What if we were to realize that our circumstances of past failures do not mean our today and our future are determined by those choices? What if God really does want to heal you, but you have the wrong expectations of how that healing comes? What if it is not by God zapping you and removing your sex drive and instantly rewiring your brains to end the patterns of habitual thought that you've developed over years, if not decades? What if healing takes not only what God will do, but what we ourselves need to do as well? Listen, at 180 Ministries, we've learned that both are true. So today I want to take and make the case for showing you that it is God's will to heal you from your sexual brokenness, and tomorrow we'll look at what it will require from us. It's really simple to prove that God wants us to be sexually pure. Just let me read it in three passages. Paul writes it when he writes to the Thessalonians, quote, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God," end quote. Jesus himself was very clear when he spoke in Matthew 5, quote, "You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And then Peter writes to his readers, quote, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts, which were yours in your ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy." So let us truly and clearly understand that God's will for our lives is that we grow more and more like Christ every day, and that a major part of doing that is to have nothing at all to do with sexual sin in our thoughts or our words or our actions. Since God has made it abundantly clear to us, would it not make sense that He would also provide for us everything we need to maintain sexual purity? Well, the answer is yes. He's done that according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Quote, "Seeing that His divine power has," past tense, "granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness." His divine power has granted us everything to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. For by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them, the promises, you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. God wants us to escape the corruption that is in the world by lust. He's provided us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Done deal. He's placed it in our hands through His precious and magnificent promises. However, the problem lies with the fact that God has placed these precious promises in our hands inside of the Bible, but now it's up to us to learn them and to take them out of the scriptures and put them into our hearts. Please understand, I'm not trying to pile even an ounce of guilt on anyone. We have done that ourselves, and so have others around us. I'm just saying that God has placed in your hands the solutions, and one of the most important pieces of this puzzle is learning from the scriptures. For it is through the scriptures that we can escape the corruption that is in the world by lust. My friends, God wants to heal all of us. He has given us in His Word the promises we need for that healing to take place. However, just having those promises in the Word is not enough. We need to take them from the Word and put them in our mind and write them on our hearts. There are two more foundational things we also need to understand and practice for healing to become a reality in our lives. I desire that you will begin to experience more of His healing every day, just as He is continuing to do in my heart. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. I trust you have a great day in the Lord by being filled with His Spirit, walking in the Spirit, putting on the full armor of God, and standing strong in the strength of His might. God bless you, and goodbye.